Nuala O'Fuilan's first novel, My Dream of You, is as much about hunger as it is about passion. It's partly an account of Ireland's famine in the 1840s, when hunger claimed much of the country's population. It also is about a passionate affair during the famine between an Anglo-Irish landowner's wife and a house servant. The relationship between Mary Ann Talbot and William Mullen became known as the Talbot Affair. 150 years later, an Irish travel writer takes time off to research the Talbot Affair. O'Fuilan says her novel's narrator, Kathleen, discovers the affair was all about a hunger for passion.
She's one of those cheery travel writers, you know, the kind who put a cheery spin on everything, sort of come to sunny Rwanda kind of thing. And she has not been back to Ireland since she was 20. She's been avoiding anything to do with family and community and tribe. So it takes revelations in all those areas to dig her out of the bubble she's living in and get her going back to Ireland again.
And she has a copy of the Talbot divorce settlement that an old boyfriend gave her many years earlier.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And it's a true, it really happened. Not that I ever heard of it. In my whole life, I had never heard of a member of the gentry classes, the Anglo-Irish, having anything personal to do with one of us, the native Irish. And that's what is interesting, Kathleen. She doesn't mean to learn about Irish history. She thinks she's going because of the passion in the story, but in fact, it becomes more complicated than that.
And while tracking down all this, Kathleen meets Shay.
Well, Shay's what you might call an ordinary man. He's got a pot belly and he's got ordinary little clothes and he's balding, and to look at, you wouldn't think much of him. But by accident, almost, they spend an afternoon in a quiet pub in the west of Ireland, and that thing begins to happen, which is that her side begins to tingle where it touches his, and his begins to tingle, etc., etc. And they spend a first night together where they discover that they are perfect for each other.
Kathleen has to decide whether she will be the occasional lover of a happily married man, and she fears she will never make love again if she doesn't accept.
That's right. It would be a very happy life. She'd have a little house somewhere in Ireland with trees around it. She loves dogs and cats. And every month there'd be the sound of the car coming up the driveway. Nobody would find out because he lives in England. And she could have maybe 3 days, 3 nights a month. It's a very attractive proposition. Believe me, Bob, many a middle-aged woman I know would say yes, flying.
You wrote a memoir a few years ago that took Ireland by storm, caused a sensation, in which you were talking about many of these same things that Kathleen has to deal with in the novel.
Well, that's true, but I sneaked that memoir out. I mean, nobody ever asked me to write it, and it wasn't commissioned or anything. I became a sort of honorary male about 12 years ago when I got a job as an opinion columnist with the Irish Times newspaper. A small publishing house asked whether they could collect some of the old columns. And I said I'd write an introduction. And I realised that the correct introduction to my opinion columns was personal. So I sneaked my autobiography out as an introduction to a collection of columns. And so much was I certain that nobody would ever read the introduction, which I called Are You Somebody?, that I said terrible things about people who are alive, and it never occurred to me that they were actually going to read what I'd said. But I was saying goodbye, you know. To me then, in my 50s, I'd managed to wind up with nothing much, no partner, no spouse, no children, no money, no nothing, you know. I was trying to come to terms with it. But you see, the success of Are You Somebody changed the very thing I was talking about, that I'm far happier now than I was when I said goodbye. And it's out of the joie de vivre of this part of my life that I wrote the novel. So although the themes may be the same, the mood is completely different.
So you became a newspaper columnist in your 40s, a novelist in your 50s.
Yeah.
What are you planning for your 60s?
Well, I'm planning to live part of the time in the great United States of America, because I see that Ireland has pulled me down and down and down the way it does, I think, most of its people and certainly its women. And I arrived in my 50s damaged by a whole lifetime in a patriarchy. And now I want to borrow the optimism and self-belief that characterizes North American culture.
You've said that when you get old, you're going to live in a pub.
Well, what I meant is that I'm going to let go. I'm going to be a smelly old lady in a tweed coat tied up with string. But I'm going to go to the pub because, you know, I'll have no teeth or anything then. And everybody will say, oh, there's old Newley, you know, send old Newley over a drink there. And I'll go, thank you, thank you. And I'll sit there quietly until I'm very, very old. And then I'll lie down and I'll die.
Nuala Ofwelan's first novel is My Dream of You. There's more of our conversation on the website, npr.org.